With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Beryl is strengthening as it bears down on Texas with an expected landfall later this morning.
Freeport resident Mark Richardson says the surf went from 1.5 to 10 feet in a day.
The ocean is getting very angry very fast.
So he's getting ready.
We're trying to tie everything down, move everything where it can't fly across the, into other people's houses.
The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake telling residents to prepare.
We're kind of expecting a Category 1 or maybe a Category 2 hurricane. So the wind threat is there, but it's kind of a combination of everything. You know, that 4 to 6 feet of storm surge, the heavy rainfall up to 15 inches in places is also a significant risk.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, final results show that a coalition of the French left has won the most seats in high-stakes legislative elections. Hugh Schofield has more from Paris.
It's been another high turnout, slightly above the first round a week ago. Voters sense that there's a lot at stake in the election. That galvanizes people. A week ago, it seemed possible that the national rally of Marine Le Pen would win an absolute majority in the election and therefore form the next French government. But since then, the centre and left have come together in many constituencies, with candidates withdrawing in order to concentrate the anti-RN vote.
California lawmakers are weighing a bill that would regulate powerful AI systems.
The bill would require AI companies to test their systems and add safety measures so they can't be potentially manipulated to wipe out the state's electric grid or help build chemical weapons. The bill's author says the proposal would prevent catastrophic harms from extremely powerful AI models that may be created in the future. But Meta and Google say the bill fundamentally misunderstands the industry and would hamper California's growing AI market. The proposal would only apply to the largest systems that are still being developed. Jeremy House reporting.
The Supreme Court will hear a pornography case. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Texas has a law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers are advancing a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms. A late-night state House vote to approve the measure took place just before legislators left Columbus for the summer. The state Senate will vote on in the fall. The bill pertains to public K through 12 schools and institutions of higher education. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. More than a week after the presidential debate, Democrats remain divided over Joe Biden's ability to campaign and win re-election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill following the 4th of July recess, some Democrats in Congress are calling for President Biden to step aside, while others argue he should remain the party's choice. Over the past few days, Mr. Biden made personal calls to some lawmakers and joined a call with campaign surrogates. He says he has no plans to leave the race and believes he's the best qualified candidate to beat Donald Trump. Greg Clugston reporting.
The Justice Department says Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud charge stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jetliners. Now it's up to a federal judge whether to accept the plea and a sentence. It's part of the aerospace giant's deal with U.S. prosecutors. Boeing's decision on Sunday came a week after the Justice Department gave the company the choice of entering a guilty plea or facing a trial. More details at SRNnews.com.